Remember the books that shaped your childhood, sparked your imagination, and ignited a lifelong love of reading? Well, in The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation, curated and edited by writer Jenny Orchard, some of the world's most beloved authors share their own transformative reading experiences that have set them on the path to becoming the readers and writers that they are today. It's a timely and relevant reminder to slow down and let your imagination run wild in a world dominated by screens. The wonderful Jenny Orchard joins us now on 2SER Breakfast to share more about this wonderful work. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm pretty well. It's a beautiful day in Sydney and I'm happy to be here.
Even more beautiful to have you here with us on 2SER Breakfast. Tell us a bit about The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation. What was the inspiration behind this book?
Well, actually, there was a predecessor which was just called The Gifts of Reading, and both anthologies were inspired by an essay by an extraordinary British writer that I'm sure many listeners will have heard of, Robert Macfarlane, who wrote a short essay that was published in its own little edition about 8 years ago. I read that, and the idea behind this little essay was that he loves to gift 5 books over and over again. And I thought to myself, wow, I would love to read a book where different writers talk about the books that they love to give. And so the first book, the anthology The Gifts of Reading, came out in 2020, COVID year, as everybody will remember.
Yeah.
And that actually then gave me the idea of doing one. Initially, I was going to call it The Gifts of Reading for Children, but then I thought, if I make it The Next Generation, that is a much broader scope, more interesting.
That's awesome. Now, no time like now to be giving books out. The foreword of this book says that the National Literary Trust published a report on childhood reading for pleasure in the UK, finding that 56% of children and young people aged 8 to 18 did not enjoy reading in their free time.
Yeah, there's some horrible statistics around about literacy and about reading for pleasure. And it's quite interesting because the two things are obviously related. And I'm reading much that says children would read much more for pleasure if they didn't believe that they were being tested the whole time.
Ah.
And one of the essays in this book, The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation, is about the son of quite a well-known writer, Colin McCann. The son, called John Michael McCann, is in his 20s and is asked by his father, well, what should young people read? And he says, read whatever the hell they want. It's true.
And that's a sort of your tip there to encourage the next generation to pick up a book, to just sort of be free with whatever they want to read.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's a picture book. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a sort of Reader's Digest. It doesn't matter what it is, just to get into the habit of reading and find a sort of harmony with the page, if you like.
What have been some of the transformative experiences that you've had that have turned you into the reader and writer that you are today?
Well, that's an interesting question, Danny, because I think I'm quite a late developer. And I think my real absolute passion for reading didn't even come during my childhood. It came sort of later in my 30s when I had my own children. I started reading to them. So that's what I would point back to. Because in my 20s was spent in a publishing career in London when my life was full of unread manuscripts and I was always feeling guilty and never got to what I wanted to read. But I mean, I would have to say that working with the authors who've contributed to these two books has been unbelievable. There has been such generosity. And I'll just read you a couple of things.
Please do.
At the very beginning of The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation, there's an epigraph by an African writer, Booker Prize winner Ben Okri, who wrote something called 10 and a half inclinations. It's one page and there are 10 and a half instructions. And the first one is the one I love and talk about all the time. There is a secret trail of books meant to inspire and enlighten you. Find that trail.
Ah.
Because it's different for all of us.
Yes.
And, you know, people worry, what should I be reading? It's not about should, it's about want to. Get out there into the bookstores, talk to the wonderful independent booksellers who are completely up to date with what's exciting, what's new, what suits you.
Yes, bookstores still one of those great retail outlets where the people behind the counter really love what they're putting forward and want to be able to advise you on the stuff that you can read. Now, there's... I used to be at a workplace where we had Secret Santas and I would always buy books for the Secret Santa and select that book. So I ended up buying my own gift and was always happy with that. You want this, to give the gift of reading with what you're doing with this book, and from the work with what you're doing with the book, with The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation, you are actually helping the next generation with sales of this book.
I am, because we are, I should say, because it's a team effort. So when The Gifts of Reading was published in 2020, it was the 20th anniversary of a non-profit, Room to Read, that has been in existence for 25 years this year, but in 2020, when the book came out, it was the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And Room to Read has brought literacy programs and girls' education programs to millions of children. Actually, by this year, it's celebrating 50 million children. The founder of that organization, who will be landing in Sydney today, an extraordinary man called John Wood, set up Room to Read. And then a few years ago, he set up a new nonprofit called You Go, which is about education for young women, tertiary education for young women.
Yeah.
And so the royalties, so none of the authors who contributed essays to either of my books received any royalties. They all agreed to donate them to Room to Read and to You Go, which is an astonishing act of generosity.
And You Go stylized as in You Go because it's for universities. Look, I'll put
exactly.
The links for it up
You
online.
Go to university.
Yeah. And of course, you'll be celebrating this. You're going to be a part of a panel in conversation with Richard Glover discussing The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation in Glee Books Glebe on November 14th.
I am on Friday night. And I have to show you something, Danny. The listeners can't see this, of course, but in 2012, Richard Glover published an essay called An Escape Hatch to Everywhere. I'm so old school, such a hoarder. I still have
You've
this.
You've clipped it from the paper and you've still got it.
I know, but I love this piece because basically it's anticipating all the things that people are talking about today. And Richard is such a committed reader, and now he's a grandfather as well as a dad. And I know he shares masses of books.
Yeah.
And in conversation also will be John Wood, the man I just mentioned, Nadi Simpson, who's written an absolute cracker of an essay for this book.
Indeed, and one half of Stiff Gin's Nadi Simpson.
Yes, deadly, as they say.
Yes, amazing. Like, always doing, put out a fantastic album this year. He's been doing heaps of stuff there at the State Library of New South Wales.
Yeah.
Always great stuff for readers there at the State Library of New South Wales.
I know. And now in partnership with Sydney Writers Festival as well.
Yeah.
So Nadi is one of the guests on Friday. Can't wait to hear her talking about her beautiful essay, Yilalu, which is very different in that it's about reading the landscape.
Okay.
And I picked it up initially because she did a keynote for Australia Reads, and I heard her speaking and I contacted her and I said, oh my goodness, if we could actually produce the text of this in the book, that would be wonderful. And she said she would actually amend it so that it was suitable. Anyway, she's stunning, and so is Shankari Chandran. I'm sure you know Shankari.
Yeah. It's
a pretty good panel, isn't it?
Yes.
I won't need to say anything. I'll just leave it to the rest of them.
And Jenny Orchard, you are fantastic as well. The Gifts of Reading for the Next Generation, out now in all good bookstores. And, of course, you can catch the In Conversation happening at Glee Books in Glebe on November 14th. I will put all of the details for this up on the 2SER website. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Danny. It's been a pleasure.